because the way she was talking about the product, and she did not know that, because even if I've told her that I was the owner, she would never believe, because I was very, very young. I was so small and I have my hair cut, right?
Wow.
So I was super, super, super strong, small, and so she would not believe it. And so, yeah, I was super proud to hear her say this. So Garri Mix was doing very, very well. And then after school in Belgium, I decided not to continue again. I decided to come to Ghana and then come and do this business. Not to come and stay in Ghana, but I was actually going in and coming in. Going and then coming. But when I come to Ghana, I stay longer. I stay like 4 months, and then I go to Belgium, and then I stay like 6 months. And then later on, I was just reducing the stay in Belgium, right, to stay more in Ghana. So basically, that's how the whole business thing started. But the importation started differently. So my office in, you know, I'm from Belgium, of course, so I have steez, and me too, I love nice interior, I love everything beautiful. So my office for the Garri Mix is like a bank, like super, I spec the office so well. So it is the people that comes to my office to buy the Garri Mix who are asking me, where did you get this from? And everything in my office is not common, we're not common in Ghana at that time. And so everybody will be asking, where did you get this thing from? Where did you get that thing from? And I said, oh, I got it from China. Can you get me some? Can you get me some? That was how I was pushed into importation.
Right. That's where you, that's why you were saying it was by chance.
Yes. It was just by accident. I did
people
not plan.
Demanded for the products that you were using for yourself.
Yes. Yes. My sofa, the computer, that time, all in one PC was not common. Right. And this is 2012. And I had all in one PC. And then the office is very big. And Garri Mix sells a lot. So my workers were plenty. So the workers in the office were like 54 people. Yes, crazy people. So I have...
Sorry, how old were you at the time?
How old was I?
When
I
you were like running that business?
I was like... nobody believed my age. So let me tell you a funny... I was like 22, 21, 22 there.
And you had about 54 workers.
Workers, yes. That's the people in the office. Not the production, the office.
So...
let me tell you a funny story. Okay, so when Garri Mix was doing very, very well, we started from a garage, right? So it was a garage that we were doing the production. Now we have outgrown, and then we rented a 5-bedroom house to start the production there. So now we made so much money, and then now I can buy land, and then I can build a factory. And we went to see some king to buy a land from. When I went there with Razak. And then when we got to his office, he gave Razak chair and asked me to stand, and I was standing. And then Razak, when he gave Razak chair, Razak automatically, because Razak, he's 100, he's a respectful guy, and he respects me as his boss, right? So Razak gave his chair to me, and the king was like, no, crash it, bear matnase, like you sit on it, you sit on the chair. And then the Razak said to the king, she's the one buying, you know. That time we were buying a 4 plots of land. And then the king was like, this small girl? And then Razak was like, yes, sir. And he said, all the 4 plots? That was when the king called the people to bring me a chair. I was like, oh, really? Wow. So if you didn't know, right? So yeah, because I was very, very, very small. Yeah. I was so, so small. And yeah, we were doing well. So that's how we entered into the importation.
Sorry. You were in your... Early 20s.
Early 20s.
And you were employing over 54 workers.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes.
Sorry. How many workers do you have now?
Now, I don't know. I don't know. Because some people have left and we have replaced a lot of people. So okay. I don't have the data, but a lot. That's what I can
That's
say.
That's insane.
Yes. A lot.
But how are you managing these workers?
So, to be honest, I am a very good businesswoman. I am a very good negotiator and a marketer. But human, I don't think I'm that good because I don't have the patience. I don't understand why you, if I give you an instruction or if I tell you to do something, I don't understand why you do not get it in the first place, right? If you mess up, right? And so when it comes to woman relation, I'm not that good. But Razak is fantastic when it comes. So any difficult, Razak handles for me because he has made the workers sees him as their father, their friend, right? They cook, eat together, they eat together, they have that connection. So everything, they will go to him and say it. But me, it's difficult for a staff to get closer to me.
I think you've done amazing.
Thank you.
You know, how important is it to start early?
It's very important. Start early, fail early. No matter what, you will fail. I mean, not you will fail per se, but there will be obstacles. There will be things that you are not prepared for. There will be things that will break you. If you start early, you fail, you learn early. But if you wait too long, one, this is one thing I tell my staff and people, my mentees and all the people that I'm training, that the opportunity you have when you are younger, it's not the same as you grow up, right? The energy you have right now is more. Like me, I don't sleep. Do you know how many businesses I have? A lot of them, right? I have a lot of businesses. I'm here, I'm running. But I will get to 40 years, 50 years, I might not have the same energy, right? So it's very important to always start early. Just start early, fail early, start early, understand early, start early, ask questions, ask good questions, right questions early, know things early. So, I mean, it can build you. If you don't want to give up, or if you do not give up, you can build yourself. I mean,
there are people who want to leave this country, and you left, formulated an idea, came back, and you have a successful business here. You had the thought that the money you're making from your first venture in Ghana is more than what you're earning over there. So for that reason, you're going to spend a bit of your time here to solidify that business and create more ventures. I would like to clap for you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've proven to us that it is possible here.
In Ghana. Oh, yes, 100%. There is a lot of opportunity here. Anything you think about in abroad, it's already done. It's already been done. And so because everything is fixed already, the process is very strict. It's very difficult. You need this, that. Even though you can still make it abroad, because I started my company abroad, it is way easier in Ghana. And, you know, money lies in problems, right? Where there is a lot of problem, there is money. And there is a lot of problems in Ghana. So many wahalas, and these are money. Every time I go out, I see money on the street. Every time I'm just seeing. Because everything that you solve, that's money for you, right? And abroad, it seems like they have solved everything. They have solved their own wahalas. So, yeah.
Aisha, do you think the reason people don't become successful or aren't able to develop the right mindset, is it the system or the person?
This person is 100% the person. You can never blame the system. There's no perfect system anywhere, right? Nay, you can never. if you are built correctly, you have correct mindset. You can progress everywhere. What do you want the system to do for you? The system do not care about you. There's no system that is planned to care about you. So you need to have a correct mindset. You need to build yourself. If you decide to blame on the government, because Ghanaians, we do that a lot. We are always consistently blaming the government. It's the government. It's the government that you will never grow. You will never do anything. You can never do anything. Because even, wait, the abroad that we are talking about, you start a company in Belgium. If you are Alain Stan, like you are... Alain Stan in English is if you are
sole owner.
Yes, a sole owner.
Okay.
So if you start a business in Belgium, and if you are a sole owner, which they call the enterprise here, the sole proprietorship here in Ghana, the taxes you will pay is like you are taking care of all the problems in Belgium. The government will ask you, what are you doing with the money? You are single, you're single personally, you live alone, you don't have any other responsibilities. And so all the money needs to go to those who has the system is built in such so there's no perfect system. The system is not favoring you, even in abroad. So you need to have the correct mindset, the hungry mindset.
Aisha.
Yeah.
In this country.
Yeah.
When, and it happened to you at the Chief's Palace.
Yeah.
When people see a young person that has money, they don't like to respect them.
Well, yeah.
Most people like to think, yeah, you got the money through occultic means. Somebody's paying, especially for you, maybe as a lady, people will be saying that there's somebody else that gave you the money.
Yeah.
Somebody is sponsoring you, taking care of you.
Yeah.
But you've just laid it out correctly. It was through your thought, hard work, execution, resilience, being stubborn with your dreams.
Yes.
That's the reason why we're having this conversation
100%.
Today.
100%. It's not that simple. I remember what you just said, that people do not respect you. I just remembered a story that I was coming from. I was leaving my office And then I was going home and I was driving. And then there was this short, strong man that crosses me. Actually, I have the Voran. I have the priority. Like I was supposed to go, right? And then he was crossing. He was supposed to stop, but he decided to scratch my car. He did not scratch it yet. And then I horn him. Then he's wind down his glasses and he was like, "Morning, Penny, for any day, near to come, I'm on board." I'll pack my car and give it to you. Do you know how hard I work? Like, do you know? I do not sleep. Do you know the companies I'm managing for other people? What do you mean by what you just said? Right, yeah. So people, when they see you, especially a girl, they think,
And to some of us, that can be very painful. Because I remember...
My only pain me.
Many years ago, I came out of my car.
Yeah.
And, you know, I drive a big car.
Yeah.
Came out of it. And then there was this young guy. There were two of them coming behind me. And they were having a conversation. They said, I don't even know how I'm going to say it in English, but I'd like to make it in English. This is blood money. We would all do it. Like he was saying something funny. So I turned around and I said, it is possible. Go ahead.
I like your response. If it is easy, go ahead.
Because why, as a system, why don't we come out of the idea that any successful person that we see, they have not made their money the right means? It's either, if it's a lady, it's a man that is paying.
Yeah.
If it's a young person, it's awkward.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. There's a lot of money in this country. You just need to shape your mind, right? There's so many opportunities. Like every single time when we were coming here, I got a business idea on the way. And Sally was like, "Hey, boss lady, you every time you want to open, how many companies do you want to open?" Yeah, because every time I see problem, I don't see problem. So that's why I don't complain. If you are... Excuse my language, but losers complain too much. Yeah, if you're complaining too much, you're a loser. Everything that you see that there's an issue, people are complaining about. For example, I import, right? People are complaining about Doomsaw and Doomsaw. I saw a business idea and I brought solar fan and solar light. That was the, it was, that thing sold out like fuel. Like, it sold out so fast. It's a business opportunity. Whilst you are sitting there complaining about Doomsaw and Doomsaw, I'm making out money out of Doomsaw. So now that the light is back on, my business is going down. You understand? So stop complaining. Look for opportunity. Everything, there's so many around. So many around. If you leave me, I can mention 1,000 business ideas right now.
Us five. Give us five ideas. I have a lot of young people that watch us. Give me five ideas that you think people can do and they can create wealth. Just five.
So,
I think you just mentioned number one.
Yes, the solar fan, right?
Yeah.
Yes. If you want fastest moving product that sells very fast, you might not think about it, but it's doing fantastically well. It's mattress. Wow. Importing mattress. I don't know what is going on, but mattress really sells fast. And you know, amazing, the craziest part. Mattress is being sold in Ghana. The cheapest orthopedic, the cheapest you can get is 7,000, 8,000. It's 10,000, 15,000, thereabout. 18,000, 22,000, you can get some.